we get into Parashat the Rambam. I think it was Ari suggests something else on his own, which I think would work in front of the Ramban. We never discussed the Ramban. The Parashat together to Rambam was, if you recall, that it's talking about a Shmua. It has to be a Shmua because there's no Avelis before the Kvura. And Shmua is the Rambam. I think it was Ari suggests something else on his own, which I think would work in front of the Ramban. We never discussed the Ramban. The Parashat together to Rambam was, if you recall, that it's talking about a Shmua. It has to be a Shmua because there's no Avelis before the Kvura. And Shmua is the Rabban. You're still stuck with the Ramban. The Ramban Shita is that Avelis is the Raisa even before the Kvura. What he do is discuss it. I didn't see the Pharisee that he quotes the Masechta Svarim. I probably quoted it somewhere. You really have to be bound by it. So what will he do with the fact that he can complete the haircut? Why? So, he suggested that since the Din of Avelis is based on Asay, not on Los Asay, we follow the rule of Golo Kovar Agbriyot, which is Docha Asay Shabbatot. If this would be the territory, I'm not able to see Toto, but he says the same thing in a different context. They're discussing the question of how the chuppah takes place in the case we discussed previously. I have a chuppah in a situation of machlisnes ameis v'chelev v'chachosim v'chal v'chuppah. So we discussed the Ramban, which is found in the Inyan of Avelis Doraisa. There's another Ramban. I think right later we learn it's exactly how it fits in, two Rambans. From page Reish Chav Beis, on the top of the page, in discussing the Inyan of Yom Tov, he says, quote, "V'fichach zocho Avelis af al pi shu mitzvah Torah, v'kimu achupa af al pi shu mitzvah Chachamim, v'kayim alon Chachamim masnim laka dovim en haTorah, v'shevi al tat." End quote. So, what kind of shevi al-taka? There's only no kupa. I don't know if a kupa be shevi al-taka. So the answer would be, presumably, that doesn't mean shevi al-taka necessarily shevi al-taka. What it means is that since the source of the issue is in S.A., so then the kula of kavod abriyat applies, the kula of yesh koach applies. It could be the same thing. Could be the reason that kavod abriyat is doka only certain things, precisely that's all it's Chazal Kavod HaBriyah is the most important thing in the world. So whatever Chazal can be mati, they will mati. But they don't hold that. It's not the Pope here. Chazal can't just offer dispensation and go against the rules. The most of Chazal can be okay is what they have limitations. The Rabbonon, Shev Al-Tarte, the Kavod HaBriyah, the Rokha, that's the same thing. Yesh koch lakadot b'shev al-taka and koch v'nabriyat koch b'shev al-taka could be exactly the same halach, same limitation. And then the Ramban is saying over here that it applies even to a case of a chuppah, because presumably Avelis is an asay, not a lav. So presumably he's like the same terrors to the koch v'nabriyat chat in the of the Masech Masnach for the haircut for the same reason. I wanted to make that aura to you. How the Ramban will fit in, I'm going to have to sort of discuss later on. The Chol gave a different terror before that. Talk about the v'lech b'chavaderech prat b'chos. Let's say one for the Bias Mitzvah, one for the Chuppah itself. Let's figure out how these two will fit in each other. That's our question for right now. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I also had a horror of the lesson of the Rosh in the end of Siman Nun Daled came to confirm what I wanted to say. Yesterday I mentioned that the kasha which is raised in here in the Vatoran Beit Yitzchok, kasha of the, which what we call the Chazanish, old days over here, perhaps could be answered by saying, well, we're not sure, la halacha, that this is about, we're not sure. If we're not sure, so then we have to say the chumran of the right of us. If that's the case, then in fact, the maskana is, as you shall be since the beginning, that the kavod, his din of kavod shomeid, in fact, does apply in Shabbos. But if we're not sure how to pass in halacha, Ari pointed out that the Rosh of Simon and Dallas is quite clear that Kvod HaShemes, the reason does not apply on Shabbos. So the Rosh against the Rafa and the Yerushalmi. So Chor only answers to say, well, what I wanted to say. But although the Yerushalmi at the beginning said that we could explain an Easter of Shabbos based on Kvod HaShemes, the Maskan even the Yerushalmi would hold that Kvod HaShemes would not apply to Shabbos for the reason which he gives, which is the reason I give. Namely, if you can't do anything, whatever you can't do anything, so therefore the whole reason does not apply. Those are 2 hours from what we discussed in the past. Now, I just like to discuss certain arrows in Hilchos Aninus, which the Pesukim discussed in Shinan Aleph. First, the Gemara says, over here, it is my brachas, the Eino Mesa V'Ochel. But Rashi says, there in Brachas, Kederach ha-mesubim v'chashivus al-tzad ha-smolos u-v'mita. You know, like on Pesach night. That's what you know how to do. The Shach and the Taz say, though, that you may not eat by a table. The question is, why? Where did they get it from? Why should they be able to eat by a table? So who's there? Where's the mocha for this? You know or not? The whole Gemara says, ain't no mesiv. And Rashi says it means you can't go fancy. So why therefore should it be also for us to eat by a regular table with a plain stiff chair or one of those long benches they have without a fancy table? Put the answer like this, it'll be Kivega there, Shiva Malov tells you to look in the Mangan Avram. What does the Mangan Avram say? A suit of our second. The Machaber says that it's permitted to sit on the ground. So the Mangan Avram quotes the Chuma Sadeshin and says like this. Hold on, ain't no mace of the Ocha. Then he adds very critical words. Ulididan no nikra shiflos el agabe karka. In other words, in the time of the Gemara, whenever we used to eat the fancy way, that was the way they used to eat. So therefore, it wasn't necessary to sit on the ground. But today, when we never eat by a table, so the way to show shiflus is to sit on the ground. L'chora would come out that you don't have to sit on the ground, mamish. In other words, if the halacha you have to sit on the ground, that's what the Gemara means, then you have to sit on the ground, finished. So that's how the Gemara meant. The Gemara attack a man, all the Gemara meant was that it's not stable. But the reason why it's not stable is because we want to show a shiflus and a heker. And therefore today, it's not enough for us to just not do a stable. We never do a stable. What we have to do is sit in a way which shows that it's in need of a veil. What would that mean? How would it mean that it's a dot on the floor? You sit in a different way. Let's say, for example, not next to a table. Usually a person eats a meal, he sits by a table. No? I mean, minigolem. Somebody they're running out to Monganav in the bus. Usually eating at a table. So the guy will sit in the corner on a chair, not by a table, just sits in a little corner on a chair, just sort of in a clearly somber way, away from the table. Or it should also be a Suda, which has shiftless in it. It was not necessarily even need to sit on the ground itself. That's what I was thinking. Only problem is against the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says in Shimon Alav Sifei that an one may not sit on a chair. Not only may not sit on a chair, the chlal, I'm still eating. He may not even sit on what we call a mita kufuya. We'll get to that later. That's in Mar Makom of Dalas, which has been written but hasn't yet been copied. So the next to last topic is called Fiyas Amitah Vishiva Al-Ors. So there it says that of Bita Kfuya, turning over the bed. All those kind of turned over bed. But Onay, even that doesn't fit. That's what it says in the Masechta Slavos in the Shulchan Aruch quote. That's in the floor Mamish. No. It's in the floor. So, Gevalt. What kind of din is this? Elo Niles, what kind of din is this? You'll tell me it's din of Avelus? Can't be. Because the Mechaber himself paskin that Avelus does not apply before Kvura. Like the Rambam. But the Chavar, the Grosser, but the Chavar, the Mechaber. So then what's this new din? What's this? The din Meyuchan and Aninus. Also the bus of the Yayin. Also the Mitzvahs. You gotta sit on the floor. Not just because it's Avelus. No, Avelus does not apply we paskin. The special din in Avelus and Aninus. What am I trying to... I'm trying to work on a heter, ain't a mace of the ochel, etc. What kind of heter? You can't stand period. So, MS is, the Pashup shot is, it's in the Gemara, it's not true. That's then Gemara. Someone's saying, ain't a mace of the ochel. You can't recline and eat, you know, what do you mean? You can't stand in a chair. That's down the floor. I can't stand to turn over bed. What's it like? If it was true that the din, like the Sefer says, that you can't stand anything except for the floor, so why must the Gemara say in the Mesa of the Ocho, stop, sit on the floor? Because the Pashup Shat and the Gemara is against that, the Sefer Smokh. Pashup Shat. Aye, but an often a mesech to smokes. Apparently, it comes to aninus. There are different chumras within other sources aside from shas, which we don't accept. For example, says in Yerushalmi, also lecho kol sorko. We saw this. I read to you in the Ramban yesterday, but the Beis Yosef left it out. The poskim left it out because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. And the Tzadikim only asks both of the eye and the other things. And the Beis Yosef, the Gemara never says ain't lecho kol sorko. The time you do whatever you want. He's Meluchas. You don't have just enough to get you by. You can have a full meal, Meluchas. Maybe that's the reason why the minig is to be makel. And not to sit on the floor. The right side, only them don't sit on the floor. Guess there are times when we're sick. You can't take it. Too strenuous to sit on the floor. Could be. But it could be just another smack. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the person felt that just like we left with the din of Eino Ochel Kol Tzorko, or maybe she should also leave out the din of the Mesech Smogel sitting on the floor. If that's the case, when you're eating a meal, so then the heter we mentioned before might apply. You don't sit on the floor, mamish. So then the ready question is, can you eat, how far down do you have to go? So the Gemara says you can't recline. The explanation is because there's no semen of shiflus, so therefore if you sit in a chair in the corner, it might be alright. Some of them even eat on the floor, even on the table. I guess they feel that it's that as long as it's not, the way he's eating, and what he's eating, and how he's eating, can be a manifestation of shiflus, even without sitting in a corner or sitting near the floor, etc. Because the Maaseh Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about sitting on the floor. All it says is that it's the Ainah Maaseh Ve'Ochel. Either Shach and the Taz, I guess they hold that. Lav Dafka, just like I do, I'm saying Lav Dafka on the floor. Could be if it's in a corner. Then they'll Lav Dafka in the corner, even at the table, as long as it's Nika that it's a Suda of Shiflis. So about what? Right. That's the time of the Mechaber. It's Chachos Dir in the Mechaber, no? The Mechaber is the Enemes of Yoko. Right? What does that imply? That when you're eating, you can't sit there in the Chavod HaShemalchus, the Seba, etc., etc. That's not allowed to do. But anything short of that, Toshim Shat in the Mechaber, you're allowed to do. No, where's the Mechaber's Lush? And a mace of the oak. Okay? Later on, he says, Al alta leishev alishin agavimita afilu kluya. Period. The person sitting on the floor. It's a special heter shatachila. Part of the eat on the floor, they gave a special dispensation. Maybe. But short of that, there's a little bit of a problem. What's the mechana mean? Don't know. Yeah. The Gesher Chaim said that people on Anina do not sit on the floor. Period. They ain't on the Anina better than I do. That's what he writes. He says it's Mutha Mishim Hekilu Mishim Chola. I wanted to suggest, perhaps, it's a different answer, that maybe we're Mako. Because item itself is Mokas, maybe we don't hold like it. We have to mitigate all of us. They'll go against the Shulchan Aruch in this case. Said everyone's a Chola. A little bit difficult. To say all the Onanim sit on the floor is not true. They don't. I mean, if you've ever been in a house with an Onanim, maybe you don't sit on the floor. From the seat. I mean, other mics, they're doing an Avera. You can even hug Yisrael have a Mokka. Midig Yisrael forward. There's a Mokka for it. Either Mishim Choli, or they're not allowed to say. Okay, take a pick. Yes? What does that mean? I don't know. I've been in unfortunately, a rubber to be in Beit Onan from time to time, and you know, I saw it also when I was growing up, and they don't sit on the floor. That's the mistake. You think we'll do it there? I don't know. I've been in the house with somebody from Hamas, I don't sit on the floor. Since I need it. Yes? I can't hear you.
Why
do you
not have to
sit
on the floor
for
something
you might
have to
sit on the floor? The Nubin, all I need is. The Nubin, on a step of smoke, they're sitting on the floor, period.
That's a very powerful.
Let them do it, Sudish. It's a guess. My love is within the Gemara. The Gemara, not mine, but they call it the Kiveya calls. The Gemara is in a Mesa Vyosha. So the Shakti sit on the floor. Why? It doesn't say that the Gemara. So the Shumar Sedeshin says, God, you got to show it and you have shiftless. So in those days it was not to sit straight, not to lean. Now they have to sit on the floor. Special luck on the meal. Doesn't do it sitting on the floor, because the Gemara doesn't say anybody sitting on the floor during, except for the meal. Even during the meal, they sitting on the floor. And so this Machab has come out against the Gemara. I've come out against himself. I mean, it's a little problematic. This is a special hetna by Achila. You guys sit on the floor, but Achila is different. There's a special hat there, you don't sit on the floor. Then how high can you go? It should still be a Suda Shver. Shver, the whole thing is a little difficult.
When we say Shulman,
that's the Machabo. No, it's a special din, a new din. It's also the boss of the Yayin. Also the mitzvah, the Kfar HaMeis, sit on the floor doing it. Something like that. Nothing to do with Avelos, this is the Farish. Ein HaKolot Min HaMetanov, Ein HaKai V'Din V'Sarosh, Kriya Tamita. Amor also Leishev HaLishan HaGavi Mita Filuk Fuya. The Vilna Gaon says it says love, but Rambam got a question in the Rambam. I have a David, Rambam, etc. What are you sitting on the floor for? That's the Mishkach L'Smach. A new din, send them a veil. Another was not to sit on the floor. Another was to sit on the meat of Kfuya.
That was more
veil than
the
other. That's a new din. Send more veil, it's a different din. That's a regular veil, it's a new alum. Pasha Psha, yes, there you come. Yeah. It's the same thing. Oh, I mean, I thought of the pricking this day, because the shin left out.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it doesn't say any shim. I would have written Choli. Must be Chul Shah. Okay, we're weak. Six. Correct. Okay. That's an interesting shot. If someone has a good way out of this mess, let me know. It's a big problem. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch there says, that, as I said before, you don't have to wear, you don't take your shoes off. For a moyad, you can leave your house, etc. How do you know? Where does it come from? So the Be'agola quotes from the Ramban that you leave your house. There are more himself who hold the Isabel to leave your house because it's the Torah. Otherwise, Iski Ameis Nifsodi. The Be'agola quotes, Ki Torah Lachazer Achatoche Ameis. Shkarat according to the Ishabotai. It's only Mutal, the Torah Ameis. Not Samazot. Often in Onain, they go out of the house for other reasons. I've saved them because it only runs to the bank. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, a lot of like hanky-panky. Because you know, they save deposit box, someone died, they close, they look, they inspect it. I was told from a very reliable source about a mice and there in the West Side many years ago, where there was someone passed away on a Friday or something like that, and the Almana wouldn't let the kavua take place until Monday because she had to get to the safe deposit box before there was any death notices anywhere. In other words, I don't want to say any more than that. So, well, that's how they knew the kavoda. Maybe it's even the kavoda. Maybe it is the kavoda. Maybe it's a good heter for it. They find out what he had there. It would be a bizarre name. I don't know. Maybe it's a heter. Maybe it's talking about the kavoda. I don't know if it was the Tzalka or the Tzalka, I have to figure it in. But any event, there's a Maitre Shehoyach. So that's an anomalous Maitre, an aberration. But I've been in many other places where they run to the safe deposit box to make sure that no one should peek in before they get... I don't know, is that Mutanat? I don't know. If you're allowed to leave the house, yes, but the Torah Chameis. Not the Tzalmazai for other reasons. Some take a walk, they go take a walk. Alright, we'll see later on. The whole Easter is Simi Beis, not to a serious issue in the first place. So it's probably mostly Raz, but still, the head is given the Torah Chameis. But that's shoes. Yes? Could be right, could be. May I want to suggest that once they have to be matter certain, it's in the base to go matter the whole bit. Could be right. What about wearing shoes? The reason why I have to wear shoes is because otherwise if you walk around barefoot, you can't get around so fast. Probably there's manas there, so you can wear sneakers. If you go in the city, everyone's wearing sneakers now. And when I was growing up, sneakers. Only for athletics, or you know, for sure. You never wore sneakers in the school. You wore sneakers, you're crazy. Today, at least you go to school. The teachers are wearing sneakers, the kids are wearing sneakers. Everyone's wearing sneakers. It's as I thought, even in formal, I'm saying, no, you didn't notice, that? For me, I think that makes it not for me. That's good, it's fancy, it's chic. But if you wear plain sneakers, I think it also pass. So Chari says that he should wear sneakers, no? Unless you want to say that it's still not considered a bizarre. But it says the Ramban says that even after the Kfuri came with Gala Rosh of the Khora Rabin, Khora Shogunov Shin Peivov, no idea about Tifa Rosh. Okay? Because he didn't Khora Rabin. So maybe that would apply as well in the case of sneakers. The problem is that sneakers, I don't think they're bizarre Khora Rabin anymore. Because people won't walk around in sneakers. It's a mice of a chumar, without a vera shachmona l'span, some walk around in sneakers. So, one possible sniff l'haka would be that maybe we don't follow this Ramah. But we said shot in the Ramah yesterday. The Ramah is not going with the Ramban. Ramban we reject by Loch and Gans. The Ramban was a vera to the right, the real Ramban. Ela mice, what's the Ramah based upon the smock we wanted to suggest. Well, that's where the he thought the Mogan Avraham would learn, and the Imrei Baruch, based on the smock, that whenever there's animus and avelus are related, even though avelus is only the Rabbanon, it could be don't pass in that way. Because the Shach, if you recall, passed against that connection. It could be this Ramah is also rejected by the Shach. Another pulse, therefore, the meaning is that they wear regular shoes to the Levi, etc. Some of our bottom of the Arab are very strong. The Ovel should wear sneakers. sneakers by the Levaya. I never saw it in my life. I never saw it. Wondering why. Especially as man is there, that is the first title which I suggested of Kvod HaRav, not so applicable. The guys are wearing sneakers. As you can say, that to wear sneakers to work, maybe that's to wear sneakers to a Levaya, that's already a bizarre and a sub-bizarre. So they're pretty subjective. I mean, you go around in circles a little bit. They go around, if they go to work, they go into the Midtown Manhattan sneakers. So, you start a style, they go to a Levaya also sneakers. What's the big, big bizarre? Yes, Eitan. Maybe. It's a possible suggestion. Possible suggestion. All right? For sure. I love the mice in the mini gestrol that I never saw, as I repeat again, I never saw in my life by a Levi at the Oval to West League. I never saw it. Have you seen it? Maybe I'm missing something. Never saw it. There must be upset. They either call a Robin Manhattan or my Hetzer. Or maybe it's the low plug like Meir said. Since in the old days they didn't have sneakers with either shoes or nothing. So they were matir, so the man is who can live in mut, even though the need doesn't exist. Maybe if the low plug will happen, maybe then you're right. What? That will get delayed. Later on. That will discuss exactly when they take it off. We'll get to that later on. Yes, sir. Yeah. I understand. So it's a problem. A lot of these things that you're giving my eye are based on changes which were not, you know, reflected in the halach. I don't know. Yes, then. Who? So, Atma. I'm kidding. He said, what out of life? I don't know. You go to Manhattan, you probably wear sneakers and suits. The sneakers are more comfortable, and they're going to say, businessman, I see wearing sneakers. What? Suede sneakers. Yeah. Or they take it off. I only see them on the bus, and then they take it off. Yeah, Mamish, they take it off.
Especially high heels, because they don't
want to. And then they take it off in the oven. They oh, yeah. No. So maybe the mysterious is that it's still considered a because they've thought it out for people dressed in a fancy way. Okay, everybody's right, it's good. Yes, Shimon. No, this is not only for leather. Let's not make any new kedusha. If enough time to even Allah has a stand. That's about that, we can certainly say, Elan and Lakhad is Zayas Matt's name. Okay. Now to sit down to some of the nitty-gritty on Hilchos Aninus. I want to tell you, Hilchos Shin and Aleph in Yerodea, you can sit and say Shirim on it for a week because of the external inyonim in it. Not Aninus and Avelis per se, but the interface, I like that, between Aninus and everything else, and Tzvila, and Tzvila's Omer, Tzvila's Yadayim, Asha Yotza, benching, or what's the Machiah of everything, etc., etc. I don't want to spend that much time here. I mean, although it really is Levitic. Even in Echtanid is Levitic. The various nuances over here. We'll just discuss a few highlights and if you want to look some things up yourself, you can feel free to do so. Pitzkei Tshuva is the main man over here. He calls from all over, every Shiloh, every all kinds of case that come up. Let's see a few things, okay. I wanted to talk about davening. This is a local amount of shayla, really. An onen, we know he passes chag daven on Shabbos. What about if he, mincha erev Shabbos? It comes up. Whenever someone passes away on a Friday, and the kavua is going to be Sunday, so there's always going to be a mincha erev Shabbos. I mean, I can't avoid it. Should he daven mincha or should he not daven mincha? Rabbi, what do you say? And that's what they came here and asked me. What do you do? So the Pesukei Teshuvah Chav Beis talks about it a little bit. At the end, he says yes. זה מחלוקת, זה שאלה. So לכאורה, you say, what's the difference? It's still Friday. You can't have a minchah for the ski, I believe. So you're down before the ski, it's a Friday. So a body should be part of a minchah. So you could say it's tomorrow, no. Look what we said earlier. We said earlier, there's an Indian of Yomim Shata Osu B'Mesu. So the day when everyone's, when the person is supposed to be taking care of the mace, at that time, he has no right to do a mitzvah. It's not like what you're doing in particular. You're doing. So you're doing the wrong thing. Don't take care of the mace. That's the case. One could argue the last 5 minutes before Shabbat, before Shkia, everyone doesn't show. I mean, the youth can't do any business then. Maybe you can handle a guy, maybe, but the stores are closed, the offices are closed, the house went, they have to look for themselves and pick up the phone. So it's nothing you can do. What can a person do for you, Mr. Fushki? Take care of their mate. Nothing. There's nothing to be done. But that's because one could argue that maybe that's already called Yomim. It's not called Yomim Shatot Mimason there. Even though it's not a halachic category. I mean, it's a nice tool for the Shkia. But there's nothing to do at that point. So I wanted to suggest this to answer the Seychemet's Kasha. The Seychemet is the Kasha against the Ephraim Zalman Adolius. You saw now people notes to the back of the Yomanov is a, what they call it again? Kibush Nibu Bayura Mehilchus Ona. By one of the Gedoli you saw, Ephraim Zalman Adolius. So there is a Stira. The Seychemet and Aninus Simon Safeya is a Stira that in Sif Aleph he says that if you, even if you're not doing anything, it's still Din of Aninus. And Erev Shabbat to Minuchah, he talks to Sif Tazayin there, Yechayet. It's the Blayb Shver, the Seychemet. So that's the answer. If it's time of Minuchah during the week, and just right now, these 10 minutes, you're not doing anything. It doesn't matter if you're doing anything. You should be doing something. You should be thinking what to do. But Erev Shabbat to Minuchah, right before the Shki, you're not going to do anything. What are you going to do then? The Mela would have a status at that point. Would not have a status of the oath to the nation. Because at that moment, you can't push it. That's what I wanted to suggest. Possible, what? That's what I tell. I tell the down minute. And all this time during the week when he's nothing, not doing anything, etc., then there would be a dinner vanilla. You know, he's right now he can't do anything for this particular moment. He should do it before, do it after, or in the middle, or he should be thinking what to do. But here, it's where it's right before Shabbat, it's something different. Yes, Shabbat. Yeah, could be. Shai is right. And maybe it's another fear of Tanz Zabin Minchah because according to the Chachma Todom, the Chlal, once came to the Chavre Kaddish, there's no name. Even though the meaning is not that way, but the fear, correct? Good point. Yes? No, no. On Shabbat, he has not for the Yom ever in the year of Eilat. Friday, he does not for the Yom. When Friday or Shabbat? Friday does daven, Shabbat does. We have a minute, an oval does not daven. Friday does daven, yeah. That's according to our minute, the oval comes to shul Friday. The old minute was not that way. The old minute was even an oval mamish didn't show up to shul on Friday to daven minute. He's daven at home and come in before Mizmashir, Amokim Menachem. But they have, but today it's hard to get a minion today. Come in, they go out, they go, that's really not the original minion.
That's the Shabbat.
Yeah.
On Shabbat.
Right.
So, not
like
the
Yom Kippur. No, next year is Davin on the Yom Kippur. But now we're he doesn't have it on Shabbat. That's the minion we have. What about on Shabbat, Taka? What about Mayu? Oh, that's out of the question. Once it gets dark, it's already all over. It can't have a Mayu. Ah, there's a cop. You can daven Meir from Plaga Mincha. You guys are prophets. Daven Meir from Plaga Mincha. Let's tell the guys, daven Meir from Plaga Mincha. And they come to Olaf too for that matter. You make a door to Plaga Mincha. Up in the Gemara and talk to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Tehemet writes, he did it himself. He was in Avelis and Anina Sebach on the Shabbat. And he daven Meir and he made a door to Plaga Mincha. So, the Bar Hesem wants to say in Simon 9 hours, no, What's davening? Davening marvitz, where it's filled with coal. So it's coal. If it's aninus, you can't daven. It's all around the circle. If you're davening marvitz, coal, if it's coal, it's aninus. If it's aninus, you can't daven, then I don't daven. That's crazy. The Machshavah Shekel, that's crazy. What do you mean daven marvitz coal? This is not coal. It's Shabbos. You're also the Melacha. You can't do anything. You just let a special business. How do you daven marvitz? What kind of business? Very shver. So the Kolbom, the quote, there was a Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe wants to say that the Ikizman Ma'ir is at night. Slag HaMincha is only a dinner of Tashlumin, not Tashlumin. So that correct. As soon as you're there, it's pre-Tashlumin, you're doing it in an earlier time. We have a cloud goggle, whenever you're popping Ikizman, you're popping Tashlumin, then we also pop it in the earlier time. But the Rebbe himself there, it's not so precious. So the Gemara says the Baruch comes down to Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid. And according to one to Rav Yudah, the Ikas Man is Shabbos, not Tashlumin. That's the Ikas Man. So it's a lot of Shvela with the Rebbe. The question is really, we don't understand. The Baruch wanted the logic should come out that really you should have a Nair to make Abdullah perhaps. Because we have no real good, really good reason to exempt you the Baruch. Let me just finish. He quotes also the Kobo, that the Rosh said the prophet Mavdala, the famous Rosh, the prophet Mavdala, since you're a prophet, it's time of the Ikechi of a Motzi Shabbat. That implies clearly you can't make a Dolan Shabbat, and then you can't have a Ma'ariv either. That's what he said. You know, the reason why, but the Chalaf and the Rosh, the Chalaf and the Rosh can't argue with the Rosh. That was one thing, maybe you can make a Chilat. As far as Mavdala, so the Ikech man Mavdala is the after Shabbat. So the Ikas Man Abdullah says that the Ger Rebbe is more applied to Abdullah. The Ikas Man Abdullah, as we know, is the after Shabbat. Even though he can make Abdullah b'diavad, after Plag HaMincha on Shabbat, then he applied the Ger Rebbe is more. That if part of his man Ikas, he can't make up a Tashlumin or make up in an earlier time, which is the Bechina of Tashlumin. So therefore, from Abdullah talking about part of the Rosh says, but as far as Pilas Meir is concerned, we say no. David Kamar Abed is Ikas Man from Plag HaMincha. Maybe you should have a Na'ar early. We have no life in the Rosh Paket. Rosh is talking about Abdullah. Or you have to say that since the general minig Yisrael is on Shabbat, you have a Na'ar late. And the Chalal we have a late, except maybe for Friday when it's the Shabbat Chak or Kabbalah Shabbat. Even then, people are not with some of them. And people are talking to the Rishus. The Mela, the minig Yisrael is we don't have a Na'ar. Does not have a Na'ar. That's what I call the only the owner. Minchah, yes, on Arab Shabbos, Ma'ariv, no, late Shabbat afternoon. That's the consensus, I think. Even though someone would have a Ma'ariv then, certainly couldn't argue with him because there's a good throw that they should. Now, Rachel Ma'ariv, the Pope can say, the Tiskei Shuvah suggested, the Chazin Tchess, what happened if a guy becomes an owner in Rachel Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha? After Plag HaMincha. Do you dive in Shacharis twice? You go to the Kavura at 9 o'clock in the morning, comes back 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's still Zman Shacharis. Do you dive in Shacharis twice or not? Yeah. It says in Shulchan, it says in Pesachim, too, someone died at night, died 10 o'clock at night, and he's buried 8 o'clock in the morning. Do you dive in Shacharis twice? Are you a putter from... You were potter from Ma'ariv? No, you weren't potter from Ma'ariv. You were chayav Ma'ariv as soon as Tesh Kachom, or Shkia. And you just didn't get around to it. So therefore you have to have a Shabbos twice. However, what does the Arba Zoya, let's go right and say, the person died after Plag HaMincha, look, he was also chayav Ma'ariv twice, called Rabbi Yehuda Dovid Kamarov, he was chayav Ma'ariv, should have a Shabbos twice. Tesh says, no, you don't hold that way. We say that the real chayav is only at night. Plag HaMincha is even... it's Arvus Rishus, and it's not exactly the real time for the Arminic, even though David Kamara, but it's going to review it, it's the real time, and therefore we don't tell the David Shabbat twice. We wouldn't tell the David Ma'ariv on late Shabbat afternoon if in a situation of Anis. Yes, sir. On Shabbat? No, we can't do it off the Muslim. Elip. Eating? What's wrong with eating? Yeah, not boring or eggs, obviously. Yeah? That's a good question. That's what I was thinking, a good question. Let's tell the guy that Davin Meir of Ben HaShmoshit. Ben HaShmoshit. See that? Ben HaShmoshit, Meikir Adin. Meikir Adin, Zman Meir begins Ben HaShmoshit. Zman begins with Shkir. Not a state. Krishma is state. Meir Meikir Adin with Shkir. That's up in the Gemara, according to the Gemara that we pass in Allah. As it starts with Shkir, you never Meir. Tell that Davin Meir with Shkir. The Chorak, that should certainly be not be in the category of Yomish at Otsu Meitim. What? Ben HaShmoshit, so he can't be kind of the finger. I don't know, that's a good question. That's what I would say. That maybe we really should have in there. Ben HaShmoshit, but the minute is not that way. Why? I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know how to answer that. No, the Chorak is right. You should dive in at Shkir. I don't want to even say let him dive in. The split second after safe, whatever that means. Let's say, all right, let's say I wait a half an hour after the ski. So the minute you throw it, wait a little longer after Shabbos. You can't do business half an hour after the ski on the Shabbos. Everyone's still in the shoe. You see three stars. Not too many of these three stars. Everyone's still in the shoe. If you even dive in half an hour after the ski, similar to the stock we gave earlier of diving Mincha 5 minutes before the ski. So no, it's really a very stark time. The Chor, you should do that, the Chor. No, no, gotta look in the score. Yes, sir. No, but do it, I tell you, the week is different. The week is different. So what I wanted to say is that the Tosefet Shabbos on both ends. We've had a minute before. You know what the answer might be, maybe. Maybe it's like Makshir and Al-Khum. So you know we don't have Makshir and Al-Khum Mamish. But it's already getting dark, already itchy. You ever see Balabatim in one of the movies? No? You ever see Balabatim? How do you have a trick? How do you keep Balabatim and Shulma to Shabbos after Olayna? How do you do it? You're all running out. Where are you going? You know, I give Shabbos Shulma Drush about it, speeches about it, tell finishing. You talk about Shimshin of Four Hirsch, made a whole tune. Shira Malos, the Yekasim, the famous Shira Malos. Was commissioned by Rav Shimshon and Paul Hirsch for this choir sang it right before Abdullah, you know, at the end of Yidlacha. So the other wouldn't want to leave before the choir. He would have to, the choir to keep the, really, I'm not kidding around. They say. He had a choir, that's how he kept the Olam there. Yeah, smart man. But short of a choir, how do you keep an Olam there? Cake, could have cake after Abdullah maybe, I don't know, but the severity, I don't know. And that's what I'm saying, with that, so, it's really itching. I can't do anything, they're already running to go home, they're running to place, you know. Could we have a mentality, even if it's maybe erroneous in its foundation, may have an effect on Allah. That's why if you find the Poskins, they often tell you the Davin Mincha on Erev Shabbos, but you don't find them telling you the Davin Mincha on Motzei Shabbos. You know, of course, even the Kavah Chaimer, because of the after Shkia, before Tate. I don't know. It's a good error, though, Allah. Good error. Hold on, Musaf for both sides. Musaf, what is my Musaf? So look on the mic for us. Let's say. So the Birkei Yosef says that my Musaf is Kolayom. Kolayom. Now, to me, it would be what will happen if someone is on Rosh Chodesh, goes to a base, goes with an O name, they come back 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that Musaf or not? If Yikas my Musaf is only for 1 o'clock, Asher Hashol. Then finish the purpose of the school, and you don't have a Musaf. If it's mine all day, you got to have a Musaf right then and there. After you come back from the base of Kvart. What about Mincha? It's Ketshuva there, and it's Ketshuva Shaila. Some say the main the time is at the end of the day. Well, I got Meir, we just said before, as long as you want to own it in the first split second after the base, maybe after Shkia, the Kvart then would be that you are Chayev and twice Shakwit. It's by the same token, if you were Chayev and Mincha, at Mincha Gedola, the first split second, should be Chayev Davin Meir twice. So the answer to this is the Gemara Brachos. You can look at the Zayda Gazak. The Gemara Brachos, Kapteth, in the day, says, Mitzvah L'Stalin Zinzu Mechama. Shnema Yerucha Yim Shemesh B'Tnei'reach Dor. So Rashi explained that the ideal time to Davin Shakwit is Vesikin. The ideal time to Davin Mincha is opposite of a speaker, when the sun is about to set. He's diving at the beginning and end of the day, the whole day is sandwiched and sealed. So, therefore, the Ikas man is the second before Shkia. So if a person came only before that, there's no that slow is for mincha. I didn't want to, you shouldn't do it because you're afraid some mitzvah for shaita, you'll daven slow. That's a technical matter. But theoretically, it's the best time to daven mincha. The ikar zman mechai was right before the shkia. According to what I'm saying now, if a guy became an onein between alos ha-shachar and eitz ha-chama, you can argue, according to this, there's no tashlumin. So you go to ikazman. Ikazman is given seeking. I am Mishabruz is against me. Simon Ayan Alas is called as well as Mishabruz is sent to Alosa Shaka. No, the terrorist Mishabruz goes against the Pitzkei Shiva also. He said that it's all in Ilkha Gadola. So Mishabruz is sent on the Haskola as man, Ikyo and Ishka Nika. Forget it. According to the Pitzkei Shiva, it's about the Ikazman, and it's been for the last minute before Shkia will come out that Shaka is the first minute after night, not after Alosa Shaka. I don't know how to pass for nice in the shower. So did it come up? Yes, you bet. Should be. Shouldn't put off mincha either way. The only reason you have to put off mincha is because it is. The meaning of davening close to the shkia, like all the shul davening before the shkia. Minig is throughout Torah. Him dem du mechama. Could be. Mishnah Tzvillah Shachar, Rabbi Yudah Omar Abashos. Hilchusuk Rabbi Yudah, the time to stand the Bechirat HaKavotei. We pass in the Ikiz Man Shachar until 10 o'clock. So from 10 to 12 is the Bechir of Tashlumin apparently. And there's no Tashlumin for an Onen. Is he part of his Manik Erechir? It's a Pesachah than it is. Could be not enough to meet it for the mazes. The guy woke up, they woke up and they woke, hey, get up. 9:30, it's almost Man Tfila. Oh, let me sleep. I want to sleep. He gets up at 11:30. Can he dive in Shachar or not?
So the power of the is what's in tongue with a fly, what's up with Italy? But the fly, the whole writer, that's for the reason. You might as well go right and say the flies are right. Whenever it's not Italy, it's the other. So maybe the Ramos, who got off the first stop, he accepts all the technical ingenuity of the Ramban. So he doesn't say it's the right, it's going to be the Ramban. I tell you, there's one part of ingenuity I don't understand, it's the Malacha part. I can't understand what he's saying. I mean, he could have said Shami Yamosha. Had the Ramban said Shem Yosha Malach, I would have accepted it. When he says, I feel a Kherim Asur. Kherim Asur, that's just a function of the other. The Ramban is trying to say, I have to try him without technical avail. Can't understand that. Pratt.
It's a prat, a kasha, a sorokhi, and you have a message. Shari to Rutsun Alinan, also your territory. I don't understand that. But wait a minute, wait a minute. So that's what Ramah means too. Maybe.
So the power of the Spanish wasn't found with the flies, not just with Italy, but the flies.
The whole ride is technical reasons. You might as well go right and say the flies are right. Yeah. Whenever it's not if you get raised, it's so. But maybe the Ramah, if he can get off the first stop, he accepts all the technical ingenuity of the Ramban. So he doesn't say it's the right, it's going to be the Ramban. I tell you, there's one part that you do I don't understand, that's the Malacha part. I can't understand what he's saying. I mean, he could have said Shami Yamasha. Had the Ramban said Shari Yashar Malach, I would have accepted it. When he says, I feel Acherim Asurim. Acherim Asurim, that's just a function of the other. If the Ramban is trying to say, I have to try without technical avails, you can't understand that. Prat. It's a prat, a kasha, it's okay, and you have a message. Shari Terutin Olin, it'll be a terrorist. I don't understand that. But wait a minute. So that's the Ramban means too. Maybe that's the Ramban means. Now, only we very one big nafkimina la lachal amais lachal. Or we did by Shabbos. So Aaron pointed out to me that smack that I showed you in the Baruch, he's going on the Mogad Avraham. The Baruch quotes the smack to explain the Mogad Avraham. The Mogad Avraham says it's part to one of the Mogad Avraham. Tav kuf mem ches tav kuf mem ches. The Mogad Avraham seems to say that if you just draw more. But an Oneh and B'Shabbos should not, it's also been the very Torah. So I think there was a Dogel Merovah there. The Dogel Merovah screams Gevalt. But no connection to Ramah. The Ramah is talking to Yom Chol. But it doesn't work with Shabbos. So presumably what that means is, because Avelis is sin, is no longer on Shabbos. So presumably the Dogel Merovah presumably understood the Ramah this way. That we just said right now, that the whole Ramah is asking everything Shem and Yimashim. He understood the Ramah, that's how he understood, I'm presuming, I didn't, he doesn't spell it out exactly what he's driving at. But presumably the Dogon Ramah is saying that the Easter of the Ramah and Shem and Al Sepeh Yesh Omrin is basically Shem and Yimashim with various extensions thereof. And that applies beyond fault. But on Shabbat it shouldn't apply at all. So how can the Dogon Ramah say as us even for Shabbat? And the Mother Ram is like we said, like the smack. The Mother Ram is going with this sheet, like we said, our Pshat and Ramon. But it's Adidas and Avelis are connected. And therefore, since you exist Avelis and Sinah B'Shabbos, so therefore, the very Torah B'Shabbos and Sinah, they're also even on Shabbos, even though there's no Shem Yimot. So I guess, presumably, Machlok is talking about Ram and Mother Ram, and they both go in the fear of Ramon, I think, is how to say Pshat and Ramon. It is based on the Ramban Shem Yimot, which I already said all the details of. Well, the way I wanted to say is based upon the smack. Okay. All right, that's number one I wanted to say. Number two, someone came to me today with a horror type of thing. I had forgotten. Someone came to me last year with the same horror. And that is in letter Old Beis, this is my Torah. I think you could circumvent part of the Cheshvan. I had a whole conversation of Cheshvan, you shall me this, that. The other way, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. You can circumvent part of it by just saying, as I said before on the top line of the previous Amud there, 58, that really it's a suffix. That's what I said here, it's a suffix. Came and say, Shulchan Aruch, Sofa, Shei, Bayez, Ereshav, Lo, Nimshita. So therefore, certain things result. Once you make that assumption, you can just say directly that the reason that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that how's it work out again? The reason that on Shabbos, you have to help me out again one more time. The reason on Shabbos you chayav mitzvah is why, because of the Sechem is Taina. Because we're not sure which one of which reason is correct. Whether it may be Kvod HaShabbat applies on Shabbos. Because we're not sure which side is correct. So therefore what? If we go to Chumrah, the Chumrah is alright. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Yishalmi at one point to say that Kvod HaShabbat does apply on Shabbos. And I want to say, Maskona, it does not apply on Shabbos for a reason which I gave explained yesterday. Maybe you could say no. Stick to the original Svaradi Rishalma. But if we pass the law, we don't know which side is correct. If you hold the side of Yisrael Masol, then on Shabbos, when he's not doing, taking care of the maid, then he's chayav mitzvah midaraisa. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch had to say that the chayav mitzvah on Shabbos midaraisa is not sure. And whenever you're not sure, the Sechem is Mahalach, whenever you're not sure, you say chayav to the mitzvah, say it's safe on the midaraisa side, and even if you're taking a shit on the Rabbanan side. Because the Kusil says, the same as far as some was last year. So the sum of two, Shnei Neviyah, Mishnah, and Mishnah, and Mishnah, it must be Emes. So it's really not necessary to go through all of these Cheshbonos, which may be Emes, but Shalatma, but the Sefer of the Shulchan Aruch may not be necessary. Okay. So now I'm both are up here to the Indian of Nimsa L'Katofen, which the Rosh calls an Aladah. What is Nimsa L'Katofen? What does it mean? Undertaking. Kosei, so you have to carry the aura on the shoulders, right? That never hurt. You carry it on the shoulder. Excuse me. So it's called katofen. So what does it say here? Ochel basar b'shol suyayim. Why? Why ochel basar b'shol suyayim? So presumably the reason would be that it's no Moshe Mi Moshe, it's taken care of already. Taken care of. The chorus goes against my whole Yisod. So I said to Yisod that what does mean Kvod HaShomeis? Kvod HaShomeis means that it's proper that you yourself take care of the Tzarchei Emes. Sure you could delegate authority, give it to somebody else to do. But that's good for the bizarre and amazing. You're busy watching the ball game, as I said, and someone else will take care of the maid. The mamish. I'm sitting on my table where I have salami, I have champagne, and I'm having a great time. You know why? Because the katov will take care of the maid. Gewalt, bizarre and amazing, squared. How can it be? Finish it up. Till they employ it. I'll pay money in my pocket with some katov so I can have my salami and champagne while the mace, while the niftos related to me is being taken care of by other people. That's the ultimate desire. Finish it up. The Meiri in Baruch seems to say, no, nimsa le katovim, that's haskalos shel avelus. You gave it up a goodbye. Goodbye, that's it. You gave it up the katovim and you already finished. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person turns his back on the mace, that the Avedus begins immediately, right away. That's if you say, you know, that's it. I took care of it, be taken care of. And that's all. V'chi ha-mahadrit tritzu ha-paichnu mi-bava da-avula ha-stil de-mana. They took the mace from one place to another, and the Avedus went to a certain point, okay, we're not going any further, Avedus begins immediately. So presuming the Meiri holds, Nimsa L'Katofim is the same halacha. But it begins immediately, as soon as he gets given over to the Katofim, it's Avedus. Avedus has a different status already. But the Shiva's Shemei Avedus. The Shiva's Shemei Avedus. However, Tosfos is clearly rejecting that. One second. Tosfos is clearly rejecting that. Because Tosis is trying to show, Tosis says, what did Tosis say before? That if he has, if someone passed away, and if someone else taken care of it, etc., etc., some Muslim of us will be eyeing, the chay not to be reshaman into the katafim. What kind of riot? This is like I talked about Avelis Mamish. The case Tosis was talking about earlier was no Avelis. But what's the riot from this is like I talked about? So clearly Tosis learned that this is like I talked about is no Avelis. The special law of Muslim of us will be eyeing. So I don't understand. How do you push the duch? That's like a bizarre name. The Miri is good, but Tosis can't be holding like the Miri. Impossible. Because holding the Miri is no right to his original case. Yes, Ari.
Doesn't Tosis
have no Tamil color race? Because Tosis says the whole family is Tamil. And that Tamil color race cannot prevail on each other's soul. I don't think Tosis concludes that
about Skana. I think Tosis,
because the Rishonim have two reasons, don't forget. Isn't that the matter that they're Tamil? We can't tell it in Tamil, man. I can't tell it in Tamil. So, Avelis? Are they Avelis? Sure, she took care. So now you already started observing the Shiva? I'd imagine that once a person is sent from Avelis, so Avelis is a difference the next stage. So I guess, huh? Right, considering he's observing the Shiva, but it's not, he's now observing, let me have Mizvaja this mate, but now I'm observing Shiva for him. So it's not considered I guess. So I want to answer the lesson of the Makaba. The Makaba writes in Shimon Alton, give him Mokam Shanoa, give him Shekatofim, you Chodesh, Lahoti Ameis, Ula Akash and his Askwa Krovim, the Tokhe, Kvura, Misarul, and Emi Kvuru, Misha Misarul, and Mutar Makrovim, and Bosa Vigayim, Shashuv and Mutalem, end quote. But the Diak was, what do you mean Mokam Shanoa, give him Shekatofim, what's Mokam here? Who needs a mokka? Let the mokka, there's no katafim. I'll hire katafim. I'll spend $1,000 and hire katafim. Why does the Shemalai say mokka, shnog, katafim? Who can the minigam mokka mean? Why does that should be totally irrelevant? I thought that the mokka is coming into my cash. The chabizor amaze. You on your own will decide. You're going to take off, go have salami and champagne, while the katafim take care of the maze. The chabizor and gum. The answer is that's a bizarre government. It's your decision. You decide this way. You want to go to the ball game, you don't want to miss the ball game, it's a pennant race, something like that. Playoffs, right? So you don't want to miss it, so you'll give the pay money for the katofim and they'll take care of the mates, you'll sit at home, and you'll be involved with your boss of the yayin with the all kinds of things. But what if it's the minute I'm up in that way? Every case, Rahmanalatan, every case of Kavura, all cases in the whole city. That's the minute. You have no choice. That's the way it is. The katafim take over. And the Orville goes home. That's the way it is. That's not a bizarre idea to follow the minute Amoko. The minute Amoko was instituted for a good reason, presumably, to take some of the trauma off the head of the Onin, of the Orville. And they instituted this across the board. But the guys follow the minute Amoko. That's not a bizarre idea. Everyone does it this way. This is the way it was instituted by the Rav Onin. I'm sorry. Presumably the fact that the minig amok, you can fight the minig. A person can say, I refuse to accept the minig, and you can start a whole fight with the powers that be. But the fact that the minig amok is generally speaking accepted, that takes off the Indian of Gizor. It is the possibility to fight the minig. Nimela, once the minig existed already, no longer a Yom Shat Dosu Mason, no. But now a new minig in this town. Katov can take over. There's no photos from Mace, there's no use on that soul, there's no Yom Shatabas from Mace. It's all off, forget it. It's all off. It's like Shabbos. No matter, you're chiving all the mitzvahs. He went to the bus of the eye, push up shot. As opposed to when there's no minute kavu, and I, on my own, decide to give it to him to Katovin. That's the biggest bizarre thing for him. I'm just taking it about myself. What I wanted to suggest, the Chiddush, that the Mechabah's law should come to answer this kash. Yes, Eitan. Would you be with the other things? Well, according to Ramah, they obviously not. The Ramah asked it across the board. Take that back. That's what obvious. Hey, wait a minute. Eitan desk is very, a loophole, huh? Eitan is like this. The Mesal, the Katofim, what does it say? It's Mutta the boss of the Yai. Right? The Yisurim of Aninus does not apply. Eitan wants to know about the Yisurim of Aninus. But wait a minute, now it's not such a simple question. Not so simple. Hold on, so the Rabban himself, Bavon the Kasha. Rabban is interesting later on. Rabban Bavon the Kasha. How can there be a guy who's not an owner and not an oval? How can it be? So Rabban says it's impossible. Itaka has available to write. Available to Rabbanah, it's the loophole. The loophole. As a matter of fact, I mentioned here that the Pharisee Israel and the Boaz there, the same, remember him? The old library there? In that same place in Brochus, he has a kasha against Rambam. How could it be that there's no Avela Saraisa at the beginning? What do you do with Nimsa the Katofen? How could it be that there's no Avela Saraisa before the Kvura? But Nimsa the Katofen is a potter. That's his kasha. So the Rambam himself has a kasha. Lo Tichla for Nimsa the Katofen. The Mikromakon be Dunan Vesimcha Osaru. Those Avela Saraisa really would apply by Nimsa the Katofen. That's called the Shita Saramban. It would apply. But let's say it's called the Bali Atosis. Bali Atosis says that Nidus is called Avelis Atosis. Avelis begins only after she says to Magola. We'll find a loophole. In a situation where there's no Nidus and no Avelis. I don't understand. I'm saying it wrong. Because it tells us there was never any Avelis. Well, the Avelis never began. We were saying that's obvious on the Tosafot. You want to call those in between Shitas. Maybe the Ramah. The Ramah according to the Smak and the Ramah according to the Ramban. What happened then? That's what you want to know. Again, let's repeat. According to the Ramban himself, it's Zichra Avelis Darais as he points out in Torah Tosafot. According to Balai Tosafot, it's Zichra Avelis to the Kvura. Sure. Eitan also according to the Ramah. Without two explanations, all be the Zim and this is the Katov. Let's figure it out. According to the Smak, Lachora, it shouldn't apply. Lachora. Now, there's no Avelis yet. And the whole reason why the Yisur applied before, because Aninus is connected to Avelis, so there's also no Aninus, could be pulled between the cracks. And according to the Valar Avroel, the recent step shot, based on Ramban, but not totally like the Ramban, I don't believe it. Okay. Good thing. Yes, Steve.
The point is not the first day is the Rabbanan because even though it's connected to Aninus.
The Rabbanan, it's not the noise of the Velas Sarai. Like the Chachma Ashna, the Rabbanan Tosma.
So what about the next day? Why can't the other
day? Rabbanan is there,
both. So why can't in this case, why is this one subject, can't it be the left of the next 6 days? Why must it be? I mean, you keep separating two different kinds of Velas and Rabbanan.
I don't understand. Once the Kvura takes place in the Avelis Mamash, this is the Katofim is unique, it was given over to the Katofim, there's no Aninus, no Bust of the Eye. At the same time, the Avelis doesn't start yet. So you sort of fall between the cracks. We'll come to that later. That's a big shot. We'll get to that later. Now, the Chokhmat Odom Pach and Halacha Lamais is a tremendous shot, really a big, big shot of the Halacha nowadays. Chachmasod and Paskins, if you give out what we call a Chevra Kadisha. Chevra Kadisha means there's a group in many communities that they are the ones who are in charge of taking care of the Oren and the Tachwichim and the Tara and these kind of things. So if you give out to Chevra Kadisha, you become Chayav and Mitzvahs. And he sharply critical of the Minig in his place, which exists to this day, that the relatives, even after they call the Chevra Kadisha, still don't do any mitzvah. Why not? Listen to the Katof. The Pitzvah Tshuva, the Kram Chafala, quotes Nevi Yehuda. He says that if the Krovim go to the Levaya, then Nimsa the Katofen is not a plot. Kapara is where they get it from. Ha nicha kod the Meiri, as the Meiri learns it's the equivalent of Sheach Ziru Panem, that they plan to go subsequently to the Kvura, to the Leviah, so it doesn't apply, that's clear. But according, we don't hold the Meiri. We hold there is no Avera since the Katam. It's a special din. What's a special din, according to Tosfos? And a Mutla of the Kavro. So why don't we say that it's considered the seal of the Katofim, even if he's going to go tomorrow to the Leviah? Right now, there's nothing to do. Where did he get it from? The Nabi Yehuda. Kadav Magos Maimini Perik Dalas Nefes Ovel Oz Vos, which says as follows, I quote, Umisatskalon, Ihole Hu Bisfino Bagolo, He Domil and Imsala Katofim Olof. Going on the boat or the wagon or the car, is it called into the Katof? So the Navi understood the shadow that he gave it over to the Chevra Kedisha. Tomorrow is going to go along with the hearse, going along to the funeral procession. Is that considered into the Katofim or not? And he passed it like the one side, and that goes by me that it's not considered into the Katof. Fine. That's a shverb shot, I thought, in the Agos Maimini. Because I thought the stuff was a totally different one. He didn't give it to the Katof. He's sitting there in a wagon, in a boat, in a plane. Halakha Lamai, this guy's on a plane. Really, I'm not kidding. He goes there to throw with a mister, very common these days. He's very nice to throw, and the brother goes along on the plane. So for 11 hours, he's in an airplane cabin. He can't move. The mace is in the collar down underneath. There's nothing he can do. He can't even get there. Nothing he can do. Nothing can be done. Period. This kid's like a golem in the airplane. So is he in order or not? That's a very shy one. The Korah Mitzvah shouldn't be in on it. Because at that point in time, nothing can do. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing you can do. So therefore, if there's nothing you can do, Lechora, he should be chayav in mitzvah. That's the shah that goes my name. I quote, Umasaklan, he holeth the besvino bagola, he domil and nims to the katov from alone. Maybe if the guy's going on the plane, it's right into the katov, he should be chayav in mitzvah, and mutam abasa v'yayin. As a matter of fact, the Rambam talks about this kind of a case. The Rambam quotes of any on in Brachos, he says, a long trip, a short trip. If it's a long trip of 2 days, then it's already considered he's no longer known it. The short trip, then, well, it's just a short trip, he's still thinking about the Yoni Amaze, and therefore he isn't known it. So I thought that's exactly what goes by, but the subject was, and that's his lotion. He dominated him to the Katof. Mashmah, he really was not known to the Katof. And so the Sechemin himself has his deal. Anina Simon Chof is exactly his deal with this Maskana. So it's a Shvera, no, the Behuda, Rabbo says, Halacha Lamais is Shver. I would say Halacha Lamais is the only reason why, in reality, there exists Aninas nowadays, even if they give the Chemical Kedisha, is because there's a zillion things to be done anyway. Even after you give the Mace to the Chemical Kedisha, there's still somebody have to make phone calls, who's going to come to the Levi, who's going to be the Maspidim. And the Chavirish doesn't know everything. Chavirish doesn't, they take care of the basics. They take care of the Shmira, with the Tachrichim, with the Yoren, have to arrange the Kvura. Very often the Chavirish doesn't do that. They have to finally get the papers for the burial site, and they have to arrange with the funeral chapel, and these Zachim, and these technical Zachim, which are on the almost head, even after the Chavirish took taking care of the Mace prop. It's also in the seal of the Torah Chavirish, and now it's hot there for mitzvah. That's what I was taught by Halacha. But the Nagud himself, it's a shver of art. It's not Mashman and Nagot Maimi. Yes, Nagud.
You might have known the Yehuda
when
he's traveling
out of
the place, right? Right. Isn't there a special shiur?
No.
Why? And even, let's say,
when he
gets off the plane,
When he gets off the plane, he's different than I was for sure, no question about it. But 11 hours he's on the plane, he can't lift a finger, he can't do anything. Right, like he's in jail, he's mamash in jail. They say, pilot, let me out. Time at the door. Let me out of here. He's in the biggest jail in the jail. In the jail, he can break out of the jail. He's going to break out of here. If you break out, there'll be a new owner in there, a new available. Yeah?
When he's walking, you're not
going to
say, in a normal case, when he has the nation
of
whatever, you're not
going to
say for these 10 minutes,
he's not going to... Oh, that's what Rabbi Yonah says. If it's 2 days, it's already too long of a stick to just swallow it up. It's only 1 day. Oh, so that's okay. So that's what you say on the plane. He's going to be passing a Rabbi Yonah. Less than a 1 day flight. It's only 11 hours. So that's it. I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying that Yehuda's see it from the... The Katafin is not exactly the same thing. It's a different case. So you actually gave the mate over the Katafin. This case not. Unless you want to say, after they had a mind, like Maestro. There has to be certain she pulled him at the end anyway. So therefore, that's what he means. Could be that's what he meant. Could be. I didn't think of that. And that's exactly what he meant. He meant this check. Could be. Yes, David. No. Yes, baby. The Maisa, the Minig Yisrael, wherever I've been, is that the Aninus until the Kfura, period. Chevra Kadisha, no Chevra Kadisha, so it doesn't make one bit of difference. What?
Plane
is Aninus. That's the way that's the Minig Yisrael. Khalil has a person on a plane, let's make sure they order Milotic. They shouldn't give him a flesh of a meal. Can't eat it. I was once at a Leviah. And I remember they were going to Eretz Yisrael and they said, did you remind him to order Milotic? That never entered my mind. Yeah, alright. Okay. Oh. Now, Tosis' assumption and his proof is that Nimsa the Katrafim is Mutam Bavasa V'yayin, but it's Kayav and Mitzvah. That's obviously the assumption Tosis in his discussion. And the Rosh here too. Trying to show Nimsa Lakatofin, Bosa V'yayin, and therefore they're assuming that it's Chayav and Mitzvah. So I have to explain to myself that Nimsa Lakatofin, which is by Tosis, is a Raya, that Sama guy who's Ainu Mutal Lefanav is also Chayav and Mitzvah. One's talking about Bosa V'yayin, one's talking about Mitzvah. Mind and Mitzvah is a Bosa V'yayin. Tosis is assuming a Kal V'chomer. Hold on a second. It's Muslim about the V.I. so the car should be Chayav Mitzvah. According to this to come out, that it's better than Mishayesh L'Mishayesh L'Mishayesh. It's better than Mishayesh L'Mishayesh L'Mishayesh L'Mishayesh. But Mishayesh L'Mishayesh L'Mishayesh we pass an Allah Chalit Mishim Safek, that is, Osir, a Pasim Mitzvah. This is a Katzav Mitzvah Chayav Mitzvah. How did I say before? This is my Mitzvah Machaber. Minig HaMokam, so that's a different dish. However, the Rajman Brachas is not that way. The Rajman says that Nimsa L'Katofim is no more and no less than Mishi Yeshlo Mishi Yisa Maso. That's all it is. It's Yeshlo Mishi Yisa Maso, no more, no less. And then what the Rajman says, Halacha L'Maisa Chidush Niflo. If Yeshlo Mishi Yisa Maso, even though we pass in Halacha, it's also be mitzvahs, why? If they kvodo shomei, but it's mutter about the V.I. Believe it or not. It's mutter about the V.I. It's not to do with Shemi Mashk, doesn't apply. Because it should come out, Nimsa L'Katofen the same. Although it's mutter about the V.I. as we see in the Yerushalmi, but it should be also the mitzvahs. Exactly the same as Yesh L'Mishi Yisim HaSol. As the Rashi says, unbelievable Rashi. Against us. Yes, Eitan. I don't need. The Tosis is going with the assumption of Yisa Maso still might be also the Mitzvah Mishim Kvod Amei. Tosis doesn't resolve that issue before. Unresolved question. Kvod Amei. Good book. The Noted, however, the Pitzchei Tshuva quotes another Behuda that's impossible. But against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, quote, in Chaye Shah, he tartalo, Kavachoma Chayola. What does that mean? Chaye Shah means what? Both of the Yayin. Chayola means what? Mitzvah. So Rashi would against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, if Nimsa the Katav and Mutabu Bath of the Yayin, Kavachoma, Yichayim and Mitzvah. Whereas the Rashi says, not that way. Rashi says it's possible mutter about the ayin. It's also the mitzvahs. Gewalt against the Rav and Yerushalmi. That's the Pesach Shuvah's crash name of the Yehuda. Yes. Look at the Rashi and Brachos Yitzchai to see what he said. Yes? I don't know. We'll come to that later. We haven't got the Rachel. So the answer he suggested was no. If you look at the Yerushalmi carefully, the Yerushalmi is going on Shabbos. Talking about Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is talking about. Talking about B'Shabbos. Look it up. Talking about B'Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we said, there's no Ptur of Yom Shabbos also be made. So therefore, we say, look, if you're going to actually matter your boss of the Yayin, then the reason we call the Chomer, that we should be matter the Easter Mitzvahs. Once you're matter the Easter Mitzvahs, then you actually are Chayim of it. Because there's no Ptur on Shabbos, as we mentioned yesterday. But the Rav is going to be Yom Chol. Yom Chol, there's a general Ptur of Yom Shabbos Oseik B'Mesim, which the Rashba presumably would hold applies across the board. Even though it's Mutter the Bus of Yayin, because there's no Shal of Shema Yimashe, because Yesh to Mishisa Naso, but still you could argue that he's also been mitzvah. Look, we make him chai. To make him chai and mitzvah is impossible. That's what I'm assuming. To make him chai and mitzvah is impossible. To invoke the Kal V'Chomer for its intended end, to make him chai and mitzvah, you can't do that. So now what? You want to use it just to take the Easter away? But it's Kal V'Chomer. The whole word of the Kal V'Chomer is to make him chai and mitzvah. You can't make him chai and mitzvah. Once you can't make him chai, it's a black sin. It's also only with Shabbos when the potential to make him chayv exists, then you tackle you make him chayv. Not be Yom Chol. So I wanted to suggest a possible terrorist to the Rashba to enter the Nodavu's Kasha to Pisa Shuvah Kol. Oh. But Ari had asked about the Ira Kheret. What Ira Kheret? The Rosh and Al Daf and the Tosa Brachasim was a famous story about a time sister died. And he was in a different city. And he ate meat and he drank wine. And he said, look, she had a husband in town, and I'm not also about to be I. And so this concludes, the Efsher Shagar Rabbein Atam, and Mahoya B'ir Atzim Mahoya Mekam B'il Sotam. Maybe Rabbein Atam would have been making it, even if it was in the same city. It happened to be he was in a different city. What would Rabbein Atam have done had he been in the same city? The irrelevant question? We're not sure. But the Russian Baruchas is crazy. If that's the case, so then Adnina should only apply to those relatives who are in charge of the Kvura. Children, for example, not the brothers. Usually if someone passes away, the children are in charge of the Kvura. That's not the brothers. Right? They're a flaw. Well, then I should not write. It's all wrong. Whoever is an Abel is an owner. Period. What's trying to have in a time? You know, I've been a time of perhaps more than any other region, except maybe for the Rambam. He says things and people don't know what he means. Did he mean this? Did he mean that? He makes these brief statements, and they all part of. You ever see that? One version of Benatam, another version of Benatam. They all find out from Benatam. He was very, very brief, and they're all about the tossing, the pilfering about what he meant. The Rav meant this, the Rav meant that. So it's a different, very, very common to find it. I think I had three or four pillar of Benatam. What did he mean? So the tithe says trap person. For Ben Atan, passing to Allah, like the reason of Eilam Mishiyus and Matzah. Finished. So Ben Atan said that his shayla depends upon Tula shayla, and he took a stand. Either Yisham never resolved it, or Ben Atan resolved it, that's all. Sure. Ben Atan says, Pshat. Okay. That's what Ben Atan says in Simonai and Aleph and Aruch. The Bach says, no, nothing to do with it. The Bach and your Adesh is follow. Look, had he been in town, he certainly had been in town, but would not have eaten meat and drunk wine. No way. No way. Everybody in town has the responsibility to take care of the food. Haman and Amakis, why should I pick with arbitrarily take one out, pick one in? They're all kind. But since he was in a different city, and her husband was in the city with her, therefore, he's not required to go out to go travel, take care of her. Her husband is there. He's out of town. No. Had he been out of town, but his sister died, and there was no one to take care of her burial, more than a time of dark, we got on the next horse. And with a riding coward, with her husband himself into town to take care of his sister. They're about to the neck, and they also have been out to the bus of the eye. Only that a combination. Hasla Tivusa. One, the husband is there. Two, he's out of town. Then, he's puffed. He's looking about that. I saw that according to the back was my mahalo. He wants to be mad, even according to Kvodo Shomais. Because Kvodo Shomais is not the man that you go and take care of the mace. So she has a husband there. I'm out of town. It's not going to be bizarre if I stay put. If I'm in the same city and I just sit in my rocking chair, another crow in my pen can make it a bizarre of me. If I'm out of town, there's no one there, and I have a friend, a non-love to take care, it's also bizarre of me. Since the Rabbeinu Tam is out of town, and when the sister passed away, her husband is right on the spot taking care of everything, it's not a bizarre if you say so. She's using the expression, she's in good hands. Yeah, so the husband's taking care of all this talk of me. If he's out of town, it's not considered bizarre to call him. Yeah, I wanted to ding up with the Bach. Because the Bach wanted to say, what would happen if Rabbeinu Tam, if this woman, Rabbeinu Tam's sister, were visiting Rabbeinu Tam and she passed away in his town. And the husband was in a different town. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam, the Bach says, what would have happened? So Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law would be put to the bus of the eye. For the same reason. That's what the Bach says. I thought it's not true. So you can argue that if he's a brother and she's in the husband's taking care, so it's not considered a bizarre measure for the brother to stay away. For the husband? Oh, let the brother take care of us. If you argue, it's a bigger bizarre measure. I have to get on the horse, even though I have a brother taking care of us. To go anyway. You could argue possibly. The Bach is not some lukra. So I was thinking of your measure of tshuva, you're there, Chelek Aleph Reish Nun Gimel. We talked about the question of someone who hears about a brother passed away overseas. So a measure of the tshuva, which he writes, look, he says, people don't take overseas flights just like that. So there's no one in it. So a measure writes, no one in it. So I thought that, what do you mean, and if they did take flights just like that, then what? So I thought, that's a measure of the lush. You just don't go on overseas flights with the drop of a hat. And if they would, they won't. That's what Ramesh Lubavitch also means it's the kind of a mahal. Whatever is considered normal and proper and expected, the relative has to do. But it's considered, you know, takes a trip just like that, very far, very hard to do. Then maybe there's none in it. Because one minute, could be that today people go fly, jet set all over, it's unbelievable. So you go to the airport and just pick up a plane. Huh? Fly today, I mean, it depends on, I don't know. It depends on who the person is. Some people just fly, I go to the airport for a week. I'm back, and I think just, I don't know how you measure these things. I mean, I wouldn't do such a thing. 2 weeks maybe. But seriously, I mean, people who depend upon the person, traveling habits, if he's a jet setter, flies all over, then he's clear to go. And if he doesn't go, there is any, the bump, I mean, he shouldn't sit and have meat and wine. If the kind of guy hasn't been in a plane in 10 years, he's not for the big flyers, maybe for him not, I don't know how you measure these things, it's a little bit unclear to me. Don't know. That's the second shot within the Rabbeinu Tam. The third shot is what we mentioned earlier, the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba said that, I said, don't try to run the town. Meister ran the town, Ochma Bosa Meshosu Yayin, but he did still mitzvahs. I said, look at the Rashba and Brahma, sounds that way. He didn't do mitzvahs. Very big pitch. But then there's a fourth step of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the most fascinating of all. It's so fascinating. I saw somebody quoted, he put a question mark. The cold boss quoted this thing somewhere and he put a question. I couldn't believe it. But it's true. Rabbi Yonah says so. Rabbi Yonah says in Brachot as follows. I'll give you the quotation. Rabbi Yaakov al Hora alokal amaisa kshemesa achoso tracing the stool of the year acheret vodil al shayim avian al to the kurum amakum shayim to the dosh rochot bosa vashot siyan kodam shenikura etc. etc. What happened? Revision is history. What happened? Where was she buried? Your mouth. Tell that to historians. We're far go look for the Mateva. Where was the man of time sister buried? Everyone else assumed she was being buried in the place where her husband was. The man of time never was, didn't go to the Levi. Wasn't that the Kfura? But the Rabbi Yosef says, no, the man of time wasn't the Kfura. And that Abba P came. Ochel Bosa Mishos Tiyan, because right now he wasn't involved in the people to make. That's a Kiddush. According to this, according to the regular Pshat that we shown him, there have been a time, this was buried elsewhere, there have been a time that there is no Anim. Other persons say there is Anim. But according to Rabbi Yonah, the whole shadow when she came towards him for Kvura, the Rishon argue on that. But then we can say that all the Rishon will agree with what we call an Enetam. What we call an Enetam, in the case in which the Karv is not going to the Kvura, maybe everyone agree to that. Because they're only fighting in the case where the Ovel is going to be there for the Kvura, because the mate is coming towards the Ovel. But in the other case, maybe they would agree to the Enetam. Who said this Harifus? Who said so? Rabbi Paul Shapira. Who is he? Kind of Shver and the aid of the Nativ. Why is it relevant? Halacha l'maaseh is talking about a case. The person gets a telephone call, a telegram that a relative died. Is there aninus or is there non-aninus? Is there aninus or is there non-aninus? So the person wanted to say that Machlok is in the time of the others. And therefore, since we pass it against Rabbi Natan, that there is an Enos. And Rabbi Fall said, no, it's not Enos. Rabbi Fall and Luke shot Rabbi Natan, but Rabbi Niona. But in the case which we call Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Lesman, the Pology claims that there is no Enos. Who argued with him? Shver. The Tiv. The Tiv writes in the Tshuva that there is an Enos. Against the Benetam. The irony is, what's the irony? When did Rabbi Fall pass in Salah Lamaisa? The irony. Who passed away? When the Nativ passed away, who was observing Shiva? Who was the Shiloh? What was the Shiloh? Mrs. Shapiro. Right? The Nativ's daughter. So the Rabbi Fall, I don't think he knew the Nativ said it, because he never quoted it in that in the car. He's looking at the Sechemet. Rabbi Fall passed in Midat Tatsu. That there, and she got, sure enough, that's what just happened. She got a telegram. And the Tim was Nifter. And those days, they couldn't travel from place to place. She was sitting put wherever she was, in town there, in Hicktown somewhere. So what is this? There was a her husband passed before her that there is no Aninus. Against the express sack of the Nifter in the Tim, all that there was Aninus. Gavalt. It's an ironic situation. The truth of the matter is that I thought that in the case of the Nativ's daughter, the way the story goes, there was no way the flower could get to the Kvuran time. And those that they wouldn't wait, it would take 3 days to get from one hick town to another. So I thought that if you could get there, you just don't feel like traveling there, you're too tired or whatever, you can't, whatever reason you're not going, so then that's a shadow. If you absolutely can't get there, I thought that should be like Beis HaSurim. No, mamash, you can't go. There's no way to get there. There's mamash, no way to get there. And the Rosh and Brachos and they're here too. Only the Beis HaSurim, there's no dinner of all. The people take place. And after the people finish, and then no more calls to be made, and then we have Beis HaSurim start. That we'll discuss a little later on down the road. All right, we'll stop here.